This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. The Biden administration is working to tamp down comparisons of what's happening in Kabul, Afghanistan, to the 1975 fall of Saigon, South Vietnam. Over the weekend, images of helicopters evacuating American staffers from the Kabul embassy surfaced as the Taliban took over the city. Here's what House Minority Whip Steve Scalise had to say about it on CBS's Meet the Press.
In fact, you just had President Biden a few days ago saying you wouldn't see helicopters evacuating the embassy like Saigon. And yet here we are. This is President Biden's Saigon moment. And unfortunately, it was very predictable.
The Biden administration is rejecting that analogy, but our next guest says the two events are strikingly similar and that they teach the same lesson. Michael Allen is an associate professor of history at Northwestern University. He's also the author of Until the Last Man Comes Home, POWs, MIAs, and the Unending Vietnam War. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today on Central Time.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So why do you say that Kabul and Saigon are so similar?
Well, I think that most viewers, particularly those who lived through the evacuation of Saigon in 1975, will note that the images are similar. And that's what Steve Scalise was referencing there, the images of people madly sort of rushing for the exits and clinging to aircraft. All of that's very reminiscent. But I think the more substantive comparison really has to do with the nature of both of these conflicts. In both cases, you had a 20-year U.S. commitment to try to build a Western-style democracy that was defended by a U.S.-equipped and U.S.-modeled modern military. And in both cases, that very elongated, decades-long effort ultimately failed, and failed with sudden and surprising quickness at the end. And I think that, you know, that deeper comparison is really the one that Americans need to focus on. And it calls into question the efficacy of using American force to try to build a nation from the outside. I think we've seen both in Afghanistan and before that in Vietnam, that that's a very difficult prospect.
Now, there were, 25 years in between what we saw in Saigon and, you know, the United States getting into Afghanistan after September 11th. You know, could we possibly see, as sort of that memory fades, going back, not into Afghanistan, but maybe getting into one of these excursions again?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think that one of the things that, Afghanistan teaches us is that we tend to have rather short memories about our own history and about the limits of our power at times. That in both cases, there was a reference to World War II and the occupation of Germany and Japan. And this was not just true in Vietnam, where Germany and Japan were cited as examples of how the United States could participate and succeed in nation building. But it was also true after 9/11, when many likened 9/11 to Pearl Harbor. And the idea was is that we would go in and sort of set the world right as we had done in World War II. And certainly the U.S. does have some instances of succeeding in that in its past, but it also has more recent examples of failure. And I think we tend to remember our successes and quickly forget our failures. I could get into what accounts for the differences between one case and the other, but I think it boils down to the fact that in Germany and Japan, you had modern industrialized states with modern militaries that were being tinkered with rather than trying to create these institutions from sort of whole cloth.
We're talking to Michael Allen right now, associate professor of history at Northwestern University, about the comparison between the fall of Saigon and what we have seen in Kabul. Now, there have been some people that have referred to Kabul's fall this week as Saigon on steroids. Would you go that far to describe it that way?
No, not really. I do think that the fall of Kabul and the overall kind of capture of provincial capitals throughout Afghanistan was very sudden. But I would remind listeners that that was the experience in Vietnam as well. Most of South Vietnam collapsed within the single month of April 1975. There were a few northern provinces that had collapsed before that. But given the scale of the U.S. commitment, particularly the scale of U.S. arms that had been shipped to South Vietnam for years prior to April 1975, that struck everyone as incredibly and shockingly sudden, in much the same way that the fall of Kabul looks to us today. And, you know, in terms of the numbers of folks trying to get out, to evacuate, I would say that if anything, the Vietnamese case had larger numbers. You know, there were roughly 6,000 Vietnamese evacuated in the final days, but there were over 100,000 Vietnamese evacuated from South Vietnam in April 1975. So the scale was just as enormous, and the suffering and sort of human tragedy was very comparable. So I don't see this as a more accelerated or more shocking event than Vietnam. I simply think that it's kind of doubly sad that this is happening again, when, as we've talked about, you know, I think we had reasons to think that maybe we could avoid these kinds of things based on our prior experiences in Vietnam.
Now, just a moment ago, we heard from House Minority Whip Steve Scalise. I want to turn to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He was on ABC's This Week, and he said that what we saw in Kabul was manifestly not Saigon. That is a quote. Let's hear the rest of what he had to say.
We've been in Afghanistan for 20 years, $1 trillion, 2,300 American lives lost. And again, thankfully, having succeeded in doing what we set out to do in the first place, the president made the determination that it was time to end this war for the United States, to get out of the middle of a civil war in Afghanistan, and to make sure that we were looking at our interests across the world, around the world, and that we were set up to advance those interests.
So, you know, President Biden said that we completed our objective, which was, you know, making sure that Al-Qaeda didn't gain a bigger foothold in Afghanistan, and then it was time to go. Is that similar to what we saw in Vietnam?
Well, I think what we're hearing there is something that critics of the Vietnam War would often sort of suggest as a solution to the Vietnam War, which was to simply declare victory and go home. Regardless of whether or not victory had actually been achieved. I mean, I do think that the Biden administration is correct, that the sort of immediate objectives that justified the invasion of Afghanistan in 2001 were met long ago, you know, at least with the death of Osama bin Laden. You know, the problem with that is that a whole another set of objectives emerged well before the death of Osama bin Laden in the Bush administration that had to do with, as I talked about earlier, building up a different sort of Afghan nation with a different government and a different military. And that's really been the mission for, you know, decades now. I would say it's really since the early 2000s. And that mission clearly has not been achieved. And I would say probably can't be achieved.
So, Michael, we really only have about a minute left. You know, looking at the lessons from Vietnam, looking at Afghanistan, what will you be looking for next?
Well, I'll be very curious to see the degree to which Americans who decry the scenes in Kabul show their commitment to resettling not just the folks at the Kabul airport, but the millions of Afghan refugees who've been displaced in this war and who have been waiting for a long time to try to exit that war-torn country. Last I looked, there were over 2 million Afghan refugees even before these events, and it's really important that they be assisted in being resettled elsewhere in the world, as has been the case after Vietnam. So I'll be looking to see if that happens. And I hope people that are concerned about this situation will recognize that we have a responsibility to help those who've been displaced by this war.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Michael Allen is an associate professor of history at Northwestern University. He also wrote the book Until the Last Man Comes Home, POWs, MIAs, and the Unending Vietnam War. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.